The University Tower chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Professor Jason Roach.
Hey, good to be here. Do I need to filibuster because there are only four of us at the table?
You really are going to have to do the work of two professors answering questions today.
Okay, then I'm also Professor Jade Goodley.
I like
the Department of Goodness.
Your Garth Brooks style alter ego here. This is your Sasha Fierce.
Okay.
Awesome. And what was it again? Jake Goodley?
Jane.
Jane. Oh, Jane Goodley.
Jane Goodley.
Okay, we're going to have to remember this. We're going to need an illustration of Jane Goodley stat.
His wife would kill me.
I'm going to keep going around the table here. Professor Chuck Hokett is here from ITS.
Great.
Hi.
Oh,
my name's Charlene.
Oh, no.
It seems just like the bronchitis we have on campus. There's some other things that are getting around. Did you see that? So Justin Verlander was an answer on Jeopardy the other night.
No.
Showed a picture of him. Said he was the AL MVP 2011 and just so happened to be dating a very, very famous supermodel. So he's the one who tweets out the clip from the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, I love you so much, JB.
Hear about Annabelle. His
Sanchez's arm.
Squirrely.
Nothing not too good.
I do not.
Don't worry, it'll be okay by Monday.
Oh, sure, sure.
For $16 million, you darn well better.
He didn't say what Monday.
He didn't say it'll be okay by. That's true, that's right.
And then a lot of word, which has me kind of interested, excited that they're going to switch up the radio and the TV guys a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So people from the radio are going to go on TV and vice versa. So it should be interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot easier for the radio guys going to TV. I
like to see what happens.
Guys are used to painting a word picture.
It's true.
Blackouts and stuff. Yeah. MLB always has a blackout locally, so you can't watch the game.
Right.
Streaming wise.
Right.
So I'm wondering how that's going to come
about. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I may or may not have. Yeah. Found a student smart enough to hack my Fire Stick for Amazon. Professor Dan Maggio is here from the First Organization.
I think I learned more about baseball than I care to know.
Yeah.
It's almost always a noon start for that day so they can keep the daylight. So we probably will still be able to tape, but if it goes into extra innings, I don't know.
All right.
Good point, though. Last but most certainly not least, Dr. Vitamin Water, a.k.a. Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here because I'm still somewhat awake.
That's good.
I'm awake.
Triple X, and it's a black and white logo. So it's
blueberry, pomegranate, whatever. It's either this.
Asahi, yes.
Okay, that too. Sure. Well, I told my students I will only drink Mountain Dews on days I teach, so I'm not teaching today, so I'm not doing Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay, just vitamin water.
What?
Got it. Yeah,
so is this in direct competition with your own brand? Mayo water?
Oh, yeah, the Mayo water. Yeah.
I think they mispronounced it on the commercial.
There is such a thing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's an additive.
It's an additive.
Put a couple drops
of juice into it.
Oh, that. Yes.
My poor children receive these as gifts from almost everybody, even like random strangers on the street. Oh, your last name's Mayo. Here's some Mayo.
Why couldn't your kids have a last name like Aston Martin or something?
I know. totally.
Or
if
Jack,
their last name was Sanyo or Sony, it'd be so much easier.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Android?
Apple.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, folks. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. You know who's not here today? Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Uh-oh.
She came up with 11 questions. Actually, she did not. I should apologize. Dearest ATP colleagues, here are 10 or 11 questions, that's also a true statement, created by my study of fiction students. So they came up with these questions.
Oh, I thought it was going to be on bulbs or something like
no,
that.
No, it's not going to be on daisies and whatever, lilies and the things that, there's so many different kinds of flowers. Didn't she say 750
something.
Plantings?
I am full of anticipation for the day we can go over to her house.
Yes,
I can't. She has to have them.
Seriously. Name two, if you can. Wow, she's setting the bar low, or the students are. Name two of the five elements of a model fictional plot.
Elements, like hydrogen, oxygen.
Those things are needed.
Oh,
however, these
model,
are conceptual
fictional
elements.
Plot.
Characters?
Love?
No.
Conflict?
Anger.
Conflict, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you climax for conflict.
Denouement?
No.
It's not in there?
Nope. Resolution?
Resolution is the last.
There we
so you
go.
Got two. That's good. It's exposition, rising action, climax, falling action, resolution. That's your distribution.
Is that the
of
recipe
day.
For every for a novel then?
I believe it is. Yeah.
I shall take that home and create a novel mm-hmm. this weekend.
You should. Yeah.
I was hoping paste de resistance would have been in there.
Oh, I was hoping copy paste would work for me.
Denouement. We're throwing away around the French terms like nobody's yeah. business. Reminds me, as always, of a thing from The Simpsons where they were doing science experiments, and Lisa goes to the store and says, "Can I have your smartest hamster? Because I'm going to put him in a maze." And the guy's like, "Here, this one publishes mysteries under the name J.P. McGregor." Like, how does a hamster write mysteries? And the guy gets all like matter of fact. Well, he starts with the ending, and then he works his way back to the beginning. Okay. So there you go, resolution first.
Matt, don't laugh. Do you remember the tropical fish pond up on Woodward?
It's still there.
Well, no, it's gone. It's been gone for about 2 years.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's gone. Oh, but anyway, they used yes. to supply the rats for the Berkeley High School rat maze.
Of course they did.
And they would. I used to hang out there because I have to get food for my critters. But then halfway through the semester, they'd always have to return the rats because the mats would actually learn the maze.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. They got too smart.
Wow.
They got
so
too
what do smart. They use now?
They trade them in for more rats.
Oh, elementary school.
But food. Then those rats get turned into food for a snake.
For snakes.
Yeah, somewhere down the pike.
I knew that was coming sooner or later.
Couldn't they build a new maze?
No, the kids aren't that smart.
Oh my gosh. When the rats outsmarted the students, we had to return the rats. What grocery store that is currently in bankruptcy or defunct at the time of these questions is the title of a very famous John Updike short story?
Great Scott.
Great Scott is a good guess, but think a little more...
Current?
Something about Winn-Dixie.
How about less current? No.
It was not Piggly Wiggly?
Nope. But you guys are naming everything but this. What if I talk about the two oceans on either side of the Great 48? Yes, the A and P.
Atlantic and Pacific.
Yes. What is an item, object, or thing which has meaning or reference beyond itself in a story?
Pricey. Very expensive.
No, it's a very, very simple term.
A sign?
A sign, you're getting close.
Noun?
Symbol is what it says here. Yes, symbol. What is another term for a coming-of-age story?
Books on puberty.
Nope.
Maturity.
Oh, great.
This is sort of a Joseph Campbell thing if you think Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Evolution?
If my wife were here, since she studied these in undergraduate, she would call it a Bildungsroman, but that is a translation of what's called an initiation story.
Coming
of age is an initiation
We like to call it hazing.
Yeah, exactly. What's the difference between... Oh, my. Where's this going to go? What's the difference between a static character and a dynamic character?
One moves and one doesn't.
I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, static character has learned nothing by the end of the plot.
Oh.
The dynamic one grows. Yes, exactly. Which of these is an episodic plot? Takes place over a short period of time, takes place over a long period of time, identifies the climax, identifies the rising action.
Yes.
B. Oh,
I got to go with A.
Actually, it's a long period of time. It's B. Right. Mm-hmm. Episodic plot. So that would be more like, I don't know, Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's very episodic.
For 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. No resolution yet. What literary term is also the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles as represented by who are called the Magi?
A literary term?
Yes. When someone discovers something.
Revelation?
Nope.
Oh. Epiphany?
Epiphany is what they call it. Yes, I've had an epiphany. What term is used to identify a character who opposes the main character in a story?
Antagonist?
Protagonist?
Antagonist.
Oh, protagonist, antagonist.
Yes, they're against each other.
Yes.
What term is used to refer to a character in a story that is complex or has more than one major trait?
Three-dimensional?
You know, you're close.
Not two-dimensional.
Well, when we say that, like, we know a student who's really good at a lot of things, we say they're well...
Rounded.
Smart alecky.
Character. Oh. Smart alecky.
Wiseacre.
This is not your autobiography or biography. What does the main character in D.H. Lawrence's The Rocking Horse ride? Here are your choices. A seahorse, a regular horse, a rocking horse, a camel, all the above. He doesn't ride anything.
He doesn't ride anything.
That is incorrect.
I was going to say secretariat.
No.
Horse, of course.
Not a horse.
A camel?
Not a camel.
A rocking seahorse?
A rocking horse.
Okay. Not a rocking I captured seahorse. Two with one there.
You were credit pretty good.
Do we get credit for that?
We get half of that.
I meant to circle B. You could tell by my eraser marks that these are
my
lighter.
My chair didn't come off.
Yeah, it's partial credit, multiple choice. That's what we got going on here. The students are reporting that Professor Heather Hill Vasquez's mantra in class is, the best arguments are those...
I win?
Those left unspoken? Those
who... No.
What? That makes sense.
The best arguments are those...
I learned not from?
Really. You're in there. You're getting
are
close.
Are paid for.
Paid for? No.
The ones that are supported by evidence?
If you kind of combine what you and Dan said, you'll get there.
Well-constructed, intelligent,
the
and
best arguments are those with which not everyone will agree. So
okay.
We'll take two off for that, still give ourselves a pass, and thank Heather's students, I believe, from the fall semester for doing those.
Thank you, students.
Thank you, students.
Send more.
From the fall.
And Heather, thank you.
Do they win mods?
I don't know.
Coffee stump them. Individual coffee beans.
Them?
Yeah. Okay, we'll send them.
We can send
beans.
Them an autographed picture of a mug, and that should.
That sounds cool.
Yep. So I could not help myself here. There is a wonderful little show which our listeners probably are already familiar with, that's similar to what we do here, just not from the academic perspective. It's on NPR. It's called Ask Me Another. It's a quiz show where it's just always crazy questions, and their idea is they come up with questions themselves in crazy formats, and they really, really make you think. And one of their favorite games is called This, That, and the Other. So I give you three things that the thing I'm about to tell you could be. These are not ripped off of the show, just the format we ripped off.
Liberated.
Exactly.
Liberated. We do not rip off.
Speaking of liberation, we're going to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here.
Yep, I mean, it truly is.
On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi,
glad
Claire.
To be here.
Glad to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to make a speech.
All right. Are you through? Claire's right. From the Department of Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. On our last program, we were near the end of a set of questions from Bertie Bates of Grinnell, Iowa, one of our longtime listeners. She was asking you questions about movie stars.
Darling Stevens, I love it.
Yes, Darling
Charlie.
Obscure, Charlie
we'd like to add obscure movie stars.
This woman was a nightclub hostess in later years, but when young, made a short subject doing some lightning-fast trick riding.
Annie Oakley.
No.
A nightclub hostess.
Catherine the Great.
That's right. That's right. Her first name was the name of a great southern state, big state.
Texas.
Texas Guinan?
That's right.
Texas what?
Texas Guinan used to run a speakeasy in New York, and she was famous for saying, welcome, suckers, when people came in.
That was Sophie Tucker.
No.
Okay. How many times did she say that to you, Arthur?
I wasn't there back then.
But his father told him.
Right.
And we're back with some great questions written by me. I can't use that opening. So I've come up with this, that, and the other. Basically, for everything that I tell you, there is going to be one answer, and it will either be, this is a YouTube celebrity, a celebrity from UDM, or a famous app you can get for your phone.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Oh, but never stopped us before.
So YouTube celebrity, UDM celebrity, or app, this, that, or the other. Snapchat.
That's an app.
No, you guys know that's an app, okay? Yep. You guys know what the app does, by
yes.
the way?
My niece. Yeah.
It lets you send messages and then delete them.
Images. Yes, pictures. Images. It should be immediately deleted, even though nothing is ever deleted. Loringer.
That's UDM.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Who is that person? Right?
Architecture.
Yep.
Architecture professor?
Actually, as the story goes, because I figured that would come up, that's why I chose him. He was just a dude who had a lot of money that wanted to put his name on a building.
Really?
He has no connection to the architecture school, but the architecture school building is named after him.
I like it.
Did he go to school here?
He did go to school here, but he was not an architect.
Does he have any relatives who like liberal arts?
Possibly. Actually, the way we hear the story is that our longtime 42-year administrative assistant met him in the elevator of the Fisher Building while he was going to visit our president to make this announcement. Oh. And if she had just been nicer or mentioned that she worked in chemistry, maybe I'd be working in the Lorringer Chemistry Building instead of the Lorringer.
What a great piece of trivia.
Yeah, it's a cool piece of trivia.
If we want a name on one of our buildings, we just go tag it.
Well, you guys got Sharpies spray paint and everything.
We have stencils.
How about Marcia Broda?
That's UDM YouTube. Celebrity.
Yeah,
that's
UDM.
Oh,
former football coach.
Indianapolis.
Used to play football here.
Mm-hmm. Really? Marcia?
Yep.
Marcia Broda.
Oh.
Used to be a coach, too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he coached the Baltimore Colts. Yeah. And just passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So far, you guys are doing great.
I know that.
Wow.
Just that or the other.
How about Flew LeBorg?
UDM celebrity. No, I got to go with YouTube. YouTube.
He's a YouTube celebrity, yes.
What was the word again?
Flew LeBorg.
Isn't that what you and Heather are suffering from at the moment?
I got my shots for that, man.
Okay, gotcha.
This is something totally different.
How do you spell that? In case I wanted to look it up.
FlulaBorg. Flew LeBorg. Exactly like it sounds.
All one word?
Well, sometimes it's separate. Sort of like middle belt.
All right.
Okay.
Flew LeBorg is a very well-known YouTube celebrity who fakes a vague Eastern European accent and misuses English words, even though he's just sort of dumbing down his own speech and jokes about stuff.
It's like
so.
Borat, right?
It's a Borat thing. It's definitely, you know, something like a Borat thing.
Very nice.
Very nice. How about Lacey Green?
Lacey Green.
I'm going to go with UDM.
We'll go YouTube.
We got UDM, we got a YouTube. Anybody want the app?
I'm going to go YouTube.
Yeah. She's a YouTube celebrity.
Nice.
Yes. Lacey Green is a very well-known feminist and sex expert on YouTube.
Not that Chuck and I were looking at anything like that.
No,
that was a guess.
What was that again?
Lacey Green.
How do you download that app?
How about Waze? W-A-Z-E.
That's an app.
Yes, do you guys know what that app
does? It's a navigator.
Did you hear what happened this week?
No, apparently not.
What's his face? The voice of God. What was his name?
Not Donald Trump?
No, the other one.
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman is now...
He's going to be a voice
on... a voice on Waze. I went to Buddy's Pizza with that.
Wow.
It says, you know, it's been an honor to serve you once you get to your destination.
Oh, my God.
Last month, it was C-3PO.
Oh, well, I know there's a Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
Yeah.
For absolutely.
See, I've used Waze a couple times. Actually, it's pretty good.
It's okay.
Now I may have to use it a little more.
Don't you have to let that app have access to your location in order to use it?
Yes. But they all do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. At least it can't turn on your mic and listen to your conversation, can it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I don't know.
Jason said as his phone was sitting right in front of him.
Oh, yes. I did not say that, Siri.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Here's another payment.
How about PewDiePie?
That sounds like an app.
No, that sounds like a YouTube celebrity.
He is the very first big-time YouTube celebrity. He is a Swedish guy, a young man, actually, who plays video games, and you watch him play video games.
That sounds exciting.
It is the second most subscribed channel on YouTube.
Are you kidding?
I actually pitched a show about watching people play video games.
What's his name again?
I pitched it to MTV.
It's very difficult to type in. It's PewDiePie. PewDiePie, yes.
I pitched a TV show to MTV about people playing video games, and they said, no, we've done research, and people don't watch other people playing video games.
That is the number one thing besides cat videos on YouTube, is people watching other people play video games.
That's why some people are saying MTV is the next Eastman Kodak.
Yikes.
Well, when was the last time they played a music video?
1987.
At least. I mean,
how about Kendall Kiley?
That sounds like a YouTube star.
Yeah.
I'm not getting YouTube any of these star. Right.
I'm going to go YouTube.
He's going to go UDM.
I'm
going
to go UDM. UDM.
Sounds like a Kardashian, so I got to go a YouTube star.
It is a Kardashian. It's an app. This is the follow-up to Kim K's app. Kendall Kiley are her sisters, and
that's
they now
right.
have their own app where it basically is a game where you play in the world of high fashion.
Where you do nothing and get a claim for it?
Well, don't forget that they charge you in-house for little things. So. And Kim Kardashian made over $1.5 billion in the first year over the top of her app. Yes,
what?
She did.
A billion and a half?
People were buying $5 special dresses and boots in the game so that they could have their celebrities look their best. This is the real world, guys.
We are in the wrong business.
How about Gribbs?
Sounds like an app.
No. That's a UDM. He was the next mayor, Roman Gribbs.
Before Mike Dugan, he would have been the last Caucasian mayor of the city of Detroit, Roman Gribbs. Yep, he's a judge. Still alive, I think. How about Spotify?
That's an app.
That's an app.
Music. Does?
Oh, yeah.
Music.
Play music without having to pay the artist any royalties.
That's right. Very well done. Yeah. Spoken like a true communications prop. You know, you guys are 100% here. This is pretty... I didn't know it was going to go this way. How about Dore? D-O-R-A-I-S.
That sounds like a YouTube star.
I think that's a UDM alum. That sounds about right.
You touched on all three.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason, break the tie.
It does sound like an unusual last name, correct. So I'm going to go with UDM.
Does Dore, is that a name of a building around here? Or a street?
It used to be the name of the road that goes through campus.
That's it.
Yes. So Gus Dore was Newt Rockne's roommate at Notre Dame, and they worked together to invent what they called the forward pass for American football.
Thank you, Gus.
Yes. And for the record, when we invented our new ring road past Callahan, we took down all the signs that said it was Gus Dore Drive, and they're in storage, but it kind of bugs me. I'm like, that's a really important person from history. And
no kidding.
Yeah.
The NFL owes us.
They do. They really do. Royalties. Last but most certainly not least, you guys have really impressed me. You know a lot of this stuff. How about Shmoyoho?
Bless you.
I would go at...
Shmoyoho. I'm going to go app also. Shmoyoho. I think I got to go with app.
So it looks like we're going to end with a loss. They're YouTube famous. It's the YouTube channel of a band called the Gregory Brothers. They're very well known. You've heard them before. They're the ones that take bits and pieces of the news and vocode them into songs.
Oh, okay.
So you can listen to it. It's very funny stuff.
Like Antoine, what's his name? Bedroom Intruder?
Oh, the Bedroom Intruder. Yeah, they invented that song.
It was their big hit,
yep,
right?
That was their big hit, exactly. That and what's the other one? Double Rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, exactly. So
never seen Double Rainbow.
Pretty good. You're up to date on all the cool stuff, let me tell you.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't go that far either.
Well, how about this then? Dear Matt and the profs, I just got done listening to the latest podcast of your fine show. And I do recall Professor Mayo requesting questions. Oh, no, what have I done?
What have you done,
Matt? Muppet lore.
Oh, no!
Well, that got me thinking and writing down questions about the Muppets. How could I resist such a challenge? I hope the panel will be challenged thoroughly and enjoy these as I've tried to come up with some relatively tough stuff.
Oh, we're challenged, all right.
Frank Burrows of Valencia, California.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah.
This actually is not... You don't have to have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Muppets to pull this off. These are good questions.
That's good.
Why was Kermit the Frog testifying before Congress?
Did Jim Henson touch him funny?
They're trying to defund Sesame Street.
They're
trying to defund Sesame Street.
No. What would you say, Chuck?
Send my bean green.
You're both kind of in the wheelhouse, yeah.
Sure, glad they were not me.
He was there to support something. He was there to support that he was not touched inappropriately.
Oh, okay.
Support an education bill?
Education for the arts?
Public broadcast?
Wasn't the arts. It was actually science.
Science environmental? For children?
Something environmental? Like
environmental. Association of Zoos and Aquariums to promote awareness of endangered amphibians. So we got there. So
okay, all right. Roundabout way.
There was one Muppet who started, he was still a Muppet, but he was a sidekick for none other than Jimmy Dean.
Rolf.
Yeah, it was Rolf the dog. Hey, Chuck comes through. Rolf the dog was his sidekick.
Wow. I don't even remember Rolf the dog. I mean, I kind of do now. Yeah.
He played the piano.
Yeah. Remember Jimmy Dean, though, I hope.
The sausage guy?
Yeah,
same guy.
Yeah.
His own TV show went down, didn't
he? Mm-hmm. Wow. Everybody did back in the day.
That's true.
Can you name, how many characters can you name as members of the band that the Muppets made called the Electric Mayhem?
Dr. Teeth.
Oh, the singer of the girl, the hippie
Janice,
girl.
Janice. Floyd. Animal.
The Animal. Yeah, Animal. The
drummer, yep.
And the guy who never talked but played the sax?
Lips.
Nope.
Not the Swedish Chef.
Oh, Zoot.
Zoot was his name.
Wow, very good.
For the record, they do have lips here. It's like a trumpet player joined the band after the fifth season, but was rarely seen since.
Very good. Mm.
So major, major props to that one.
Was that when they jumped the shark?
I don't know if they ever jumped the shark.
Yeah.
The latest episode.
That's a Happy Days episode.
Yeah, I know.
It's a metaphor. Did he jump the shark or did he jump the... What did he jump?
He jumped the shark.
He did jump the shark. Oh, that's it.
Become the metaphor now.
Yeah.
If we went to Heather's class, that would be falling action after that.
There you go.
Every show's got a jumping the shark episode.
Yeah, not all of them. Remember, we had this conversation. You know, WKRP never jumped the shark.
That's true.
Green Acres never jumped the shark. And Night Court never jumped the shark.
Okay.
What about Barney Miller?
Never watched
it. No, I don't recall it jumping the shark either.
What is the name of Kermit the Frog's nephew? He played Tiny Tim in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, I...
Same as my brother's middle name. Just so that helps. Oh,
Martin?
Nope. No.
Gerald.
I could see him, but... Yeah.
Same as a very, very famous sidekick to Batman.
Robin?
Robin was his name. Hmm. Yes. Robin.
Robin the Frog?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In an early draft of the Muppet movie, something that defined my generation, which statesman was slated to play a sheriff, a busboy, an extra, and a head on Mount Rushmore? Why didn't this get pulled off?
Statesman?
This is great. A statesman, no less.
What, we're talking like what? Like one of the presidents? Like
a policymaker in the Nixon administration.
Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger. That would have been wow. So really? Awesome.
Hold on, as a busboy?
You're going to do the thing where they got the person playing lots of different roles in the same
Excuse
movie.
Excuse me. That's here funny. Are your drinks, madam.
Exactly, exactly.
Are you done with those dishes?
Kermit, I have to talk to you about the peace accord. Henry Kissinger.
He's still alive, too, isn't he?
I believe he is. Yeah.
So. He is.
What musician was the inspiration for the character Animal? The drummer in the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, The Who.
That's right.
Keith Moon.
Keith Moon, the drummer for The Who. Crazy guy. Although he didn't have a lot of red, fuzzy hair coming out of his head.
That we know of.
That we know of. And his jaw, too, now that I think about it. One Muppet, who probably is a little more famous for being on Sesame Street than The Muppet Show, was originally going to be called Gleep.
Grover?
Grover is what it is. Yeah, it's a classic example. Of a Muppet that sort of made it Muppet famous elsewhere, right?
That's cool.
Oh, wow. I did not know this one until I read Frank's question, and it's a good piece of American history trivia. On what TV talk show did Jim Henson make his last performance with Kermit the Frog?
Johnny Carson?
Not Johnny Carson.
The Charlie Rose Show?
At that time, it would have been the hot...
Arsenio
talk
Hall.
Show. Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know that?
He said at the time it would have been the hot show, and I knew that's when Johnny died and Arsenio was getting big.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know if Johnny died, but he went off the air.
Right, right. And gosh, what am I thinking about Arsenio? I always think about the fact. So Magic Johnson has his show. It was only on for like 2 months, right? But Arsenio, he kind of disappeared too, right? Yeah, he was going good, and then
for a while, and then kind of.
Who was Arsenio's? Oops.
Oh my!
I'll find out later.
Who's Arsenio's
band leader?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Was it Sheila E?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
All right, we're gonna get our crack research team on it, but first, for now, we have to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Bye-bye.
Professor Hokett.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Toodles.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.